A dim sum this morning at Le Hong Lounge, after I kissed her goodbye and she went off to work. Sat me down with a group of old ladies and I smiled at them and they smiled back at me. Picked up my chopsticks, they giggled. They were impressed with my chopstick skills. They were polite and they reached out and poured my tea. In return, I poured their tea. I got up to leave, they said, "You're nice, you're funny." I said, "Well, thank you, you are very sweet and charming." When I left, I told the waitress, "You see that table over there? It's on me. It's on me." The Pacific front in Chinatown. I sung about this walk so many times, but yeah, I'm still around. I look down at Sally's and I'm still spellbound. This is my town. This is my town. This is a young person's town. This is a homeless person's town. This is a tourist friendly town. This was a gold miner's town. This was Gentleman Jim Corbett's town. This is the Grateful Dead's town. And this is also my town. This is my town. This is my town. Now I'm walking along the edge of Golden Gate Park. The cold ocean wind pinches my face and it's getting dark. I walk into the Cliff House, the hostess says, "Do you have a reservation, sir?" I said, "Yes, I do. My name is Mark." I leave the Cliff House and it's a darker shade of dark. I walk past Louis, hear the buses charging up and whizzing off. I hear a foghorn and I smell the cypress's wet bark. I go to the front desk, lady said, "Can I get your name?" I said, "Sure, my name is Mark. My name is Mark." I picked up a guitar and I plugged it in, a 1960 Jazzmaster Sunburst here at the Seal rocking. But it doesn't matter what guitar I play or if the neck is thick or thin. It doesn't matter if the amp is a Fender Champ or a Fender Twin. I pick up whatever guitar might happen to be lying around. I could pick up a garage sale guitar that my father found. It doesn't matter if the strings are round wound or if they're flat wound. This is my sound. This is my sound. And here from my room 209, out my window I see the top of the tree line. I look at my bed and I see the light flashing on my cell. I pick it up. I'm sorry to hear that your uncle died. I remember him well. He played the flamenco guitar very, very well. As I recall, we passed it back and forth one day before he fell ill. As I recall, your aunt looked after him with so much love and care before she passed away. Not long before him, she was always there. I know that you're down today. I know that you are feeling blue, but know that their love was long and true. Their love was true. And I'm here for you. Went to the Mission District this afternoon, ate an enchilada plate at Taqueria Cancun. I thought, What will I do this week? Some spoken word or croon? I never really know until I arrive and hear the tune. I finished John Steinbeck's "The Moon Is Down." Nazis came and pushed the Norwegians around, but in the end they said you can shoot our mayor down, down. This will always be our country. This will always be our town. Molly Morden was a very pretty girl. She was our blood, and she lured and killed your soldier. You can kill our doctor, you can occupy our town, but you cannot kill our spirit. This will always be our town. This is and was and will always be our town. Now I'm in my neighborhood walking down Hyde Street again. I order my iced tea like I always do, black and unsweetened. I looked at the solar eclipse a few hours too late. Yeah, that's right, I decided to sleep in today. There was too much talk about what damage the sun could potentially do to your eyesight, and my eyes are already getting blurry, and I need my eyes so I can see into your beautiful eyes, so I can see the gorgeous Northern California skies, so I can read books like William Faulkner's The Sound and The Fury, and to watch TV shows like Eastbound and Down and see the next fight with Tyson Fury, and so I can make my way around Chinatown and Japantown, so I can order from the menu when I meet you for dinner downtown during my break from the studio where I wrote these words. This is my town.